Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakith Peeris. We start the day by conveying our condolence to the family of Robin Smith. Unfortunately, the English batter who settled in Perth died at the age of 62 2 days back. And sadly, I did not have the opportunity of interviewing him on the cricket show, but I did interview his mate in Alan Lamb. And Alan Lamb very clearly told me at that time, what a great player he was. Wonderful gesture by Nasir Hussain and David Gover. They did speak about the fantastic ability that Robin Smith did have as an opening batter. He was very good against seam and also tackled top spin. I mean, mind you, tackling a spinner in the class of Muthiah Muralidharan and co does prove that he was a great English batter. Thank you, Robin, for the memories. And we're so sad to see that you had to die at such a young age. But I'm sure the English players who are in England at the moment playing in the Ashes series have also conveyed their condolences to Robin and his family. Right, now then, moving on further, we'd like to take this opportunity of congratulating Sri Lanka cricket for being so very generous. Shami Silva, the president of Sri Lanka, the chairman of Sri Lanka cricket, correction, has directed his officials to contribute 300 million rupees for the flood victims for the devastation. It's a wonderful gesture on the part of Sri Lanka cricket. Thank you very much, Dean Shami. I mean, they need this money for the devastation, the unfortunate ones. So Sri Lanka cricket has come forward with a helping hand, 300 million rupees as a donation. Thank you once again. Let's move on to the Gabba. What a wonderful day of cricket it was yesterday. England ended the day on 325 runs for the loss of 9 wickets as Joe Root made his maiden Test 100 in Australia. At the wickets, batting on 132, and with him is Geoffrey Archer on 32 as well. Now then, the feature is something else. It's Mitchell Starc, who took 6 for 71 runs, and he becomes a leading left-arm seamer in world cricket. Mitchell Starc beats the record of Wasim Akram, who first held the record with 414 wickets to his credit, followed by Shamin Dawas, who had 355 wickets to his credit, and Trent Bolt, 317, and Mitchell Johnson, 315. So the list turns on its head. Mitchell Starc is a leading wicket taker, left-arm seamer, 418. Wasim Akram, 414. Our own Shamin Dawas, 355. Trent Bolt from New Zealand, 317. And Mitchell Starc, 315. And one more feature is, this is the first time that Mitchell Starc was able to get a fifer at Brisbane. It's always been a ground that he didn't enjoy bowling. But yesterday, he was absolutely fantastic. So Mitchell Starc joins a big company of top-class bowlers with 5-wicket hauls. Now, Dennis Liddy and Shane Warne on 15 occasions had 5-wicket hauls. Greg McDermott and Glenn McGrath on 11 occasions had 5-wicket hauls. And Sir Richard Hadlee and now Mitchell Starc on 10 occasions have crossed the 5-wicket haul. And this is the 13th test that Mitchell Starc has played at the Gabba, and this time to have got to the target of a 5-wicket haul shows that he is a classy bowler. Right, England 325 for 9. Zach Crawley made 76. Joe Root 135. Still at the wickets with him is Geoffrey Archer batting on 32. Now at Christchurch in New Zealand, New Zealand dominated yesterday's play. They made 231 in their first innings. West Indies replied with 167. And New Zealand in their second essay overnight, 417 for 4 wickets. Tom Leighton, 145. And Rachin Ravindra making hay when the sun shines, 176. And last but not the least, good news that Sri Lanka under 17 team now in Bangladesh has squared the series by winning yesterday's game, the second 3-day game, by a big margin of 9 wickets. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Peeris. I hope you did enjoy our podcast this morning as much as we did enjoy relaying it to you. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you and bye-bye.